The Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Peter Azuma, says the ultra-modern monitoring systems that the authority is using on its corridors is efficient and effective enough to protect vessels within Ghana's waters. Explaining circumstances under which a foreign vessel allegedly carrying oil on the high sea recently got missing, Mr. Azuma said the vessel was not hijacked in Ghana's territorial waters. He tells Radio Ghana's George Ankra what the authority and its collaborators are doing to intercept the missing vessel.
According to our VTMS monitor, it was at our anchorage some time ago, around 13 thereabouts, as it has been reported, and left 14 after it came for some brief operation. The last time our radar captured it was on the 14, and ever since, we never seen that vessel in our waters. So there's no idea of that vessel in our waters. Otherwise, we have been able to sort of gotten it on our radar or the AI system or the satellite system. We have an integrated system that we should be able to pick it up. On the other hand, it must have put off its various gadgets and communication gadgets that we use to communicate the vessel with the various channels. That channel 16, 17, 71, and then 76, the various frequencies. So if all these things are put off, there's no way we can get it. We can identify something out of the vessel, but then we'll not be able to establish exactly. In any case, there's nothing like that even that we have identified. So what it means is that nothing reflected is on our VTMS system, and therefore we are unable to report apart from what had been given, and that the system actually is a system that if there's anything like piracy, armed robbery, like illegal, this, we should be able to have the ability to capture it. We are even updating it. I talked about the second phase of it. So even with fishing vessels and other things, we put in a radio beacon so that we're reporting the system. And if I'm talking, I'm about to put IMO, we are in discussions with the IMO, so that all ships passing through our corridor. Our loss is automatically they should report to our VTMS control system, so that we can track them, even though we can track them physically. But then the reporting will give us the details that we will track them until they leave our test. I mean, as far as we want to track them, we are going to track all these things with the International Maritime Organization so that all it will be an international...
Mr. Azuma, I know that the system we are using is high technology, but again, no system is perfect. Now that you cannot register this missing ship on our radar, does that not spark off suspicion? Are you alarmed?
That doesn't mean that the system is not perfect. Is that the vessel is out of our coverage area, or the vessel have put off systems that will enable us to pick it up. And that is why we have to put in place other updated gadgets to monitor systems.
Which means that pirates can take advantage of switching off systems and elude our radar.
What they do is that when they hijack a ship, what we can do, if they hijack a ship, they put off everything on the ship, put off all radio, put off the RI system. They make sure that no VMS system is able to capture it. So what we do is that we use the satellite system to monitor it. That is the long-range tracking system. When we communicate with the vessel, unable to get information, no response from that vessel, then we ask the Navy to move in there. But this particular vessel moved as far as 52 nautical miles when our system tried to track the vessel. And thereafter, there's no fears about this thing. The system is able to pick up every ship that is passing through our corridor operations within our water. The system is an integrated. Apart from using the radar systems, using the CCTV, it uses a satellite system. It has these international polygons. So it is a very sophisticated and a very expensive system. It's about the best we can boast of in Africa. So we don't have fears about that. This particular vessel checks up when I have reported to you that it was sighted at a particular for the last point date that it was sighted on our listing was on the 14th. And ever since, it moved 52 nautical miles and that was it. If pirates have hijacked it and moved away from our Disney. And here it was hijacked within, according to the radar system that was done. It was within the waters around this particular Artemis vessel. Came to do a cargo operation, entered our port, and after that, it left.
No, so it was not carrying oil from Ghana.
Carrying oil from Ghana for what? System is not supposed to find out what the ship is carrying, because the thing is looking at the ship, taking particulars about the ship, the name of the ship, the country of the ship, position of the ship, the course of the ship, the speed of the ship. So if we want the Navy to intercept the ship for an arrest purposes or to detain it, we can able to tell the Navy that the ship at this coordinate is going at this speed, so you can accept it at this particular end. So we can tell the course, the position, and the speed. And then we can tell the name of the ship, the IMO number of the ship, the flag of the ship, structure of the ship, everything of the ship can be described on a VTMS. And we can use the satellite system, TV system, and the Navy too can get information from the coordinating center and even zoom more on it. The system is effective.
You are assuring Ghanaians that we are prepared to deter pirates on our shore.
This system is a very comprehensive system. No fears about this system at all.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Peter Azuma.